Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all better act right. Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like $1 million,
diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is it, everybody. On a real positive note, today is it. Today is the day. You know, when I was in high school, you know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher until she passed. I would walk out the door every morning on my way to school, and my mother used to say, listen to me, son. Hey, don't forget, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, I didn't think much of it. You know, it was just my mama being religious, you know, my spiritual woman. So, you know, I just took it as that. But as I've gotten older, man, you know, that's registered more and more with me. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's pretty cool, man. What better blessing will you get throughout the day than the fact that he allowed you to live and see another day? See, sometimes, man, when you're young, you don't pay no attention to that. But all you got to do is keep living. Keep watching some people that you know not be here anymore. Go to class reunions and they smaller. See people that you really loved that meant a lot to you leave this world. And all of a sudden, man, immortality starts to matter a great deal to you. Some of us learn this lesson sooner than others. But I know when you're young, man, you know, you think you're going to be here for a while. You think you got time to play around. You think you got time to get it together. You got time to make the mistakes. But man, oh, man, almost every full-blown adult that I know will tell you and have said these words right here many times. And I see, the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to hear them, because you're going to use them. If I only knew then what I know now, do you know how many people have said those words right there? Because in time, man, you gain so much wisdom. Oh, but it ain't like nobody didn't tell you, though. Somebody told you back then, hey, man, it's best to buckle down now. He said, hey, man, you better quit wasting time. Hey, look, do your best at all times. You know, stop worrying about that. I'm telling you, son, in a minute, them clubs ain't going to mean nothing to you. In a minute, that going out all the time ain't going to mean nothing to you. I can't tell you how many times I repeat it to my kids. But, man, today is a different day, because today is the day that the Lord has made. So he gave you a shot today. If you woke up this morning or if you're finishing your day on your shift, he gave you a new day. Nothing bigger than the fact that he woke you up today. Now, why don't you do something about that? Why don't you take advantage of it? How about if you start today? How about if you stop hesitating today? How about if you stop delaying it today? How about if you stop procrastinating today? How about if you make today the day that you go for it? I mean, man, let's all just decide today. Let's go for it. Let's put forth a maximum effort today. I mean, really, man, what you doing? You ain't, look, man, take advantage of this blessing of waking up. Do something today. If you would just start the process, man, start that business you always dreamed of. Go look into that other job you always yearned for. Go get the training you need to get the promotion, man. Go back to school, man. Go see what you need to do to lift yourself to the next level. Stop waking up every day seeing how it's going to go and start waking up and do something about how it goes. If you make one step, he'll make two. But you could, people talk about it all the time. Man, it seemed like you always getting a blessing. Oh, man, when you're talking to a person, listen to this. If you're talking to a person and it seems like there's always a blessing coming his way, let me tell you what that person doing. That person is putting one foot in front of the next. That person is putting forth some efforts out there. And that's the only way God can bless you. God can only bless you with your efforts. He can only put his finger on the thing that you are doing or attempting. That's all he can help you with. There are no jobs walking up to your door, knocking on your door. But if you beating the pavement, if you sending in the apps, if you online scouring somewhere to work, somewhere to get a job, then God can touch somebody's heart to hire you. But if you sitting at the house every day smoking, every day drinking, but you wondered why you just can't get a job the couple times you done went out there, you got to, if you ain't got a job, you got to look, go get one every day. You got to go look for one every single day. You can't take no days off. How about today? How about today if we decide today is the day that we're going to make the move? Today is the day that we stop delaying, hesitating, procrastinating. Today is the day that we take a step in a direction to do something for ourselves, for our lives, for our family, for our wives, for our children, for our community, for our school. Do something today. For crying out loud, man. Stop sitting in your own life in just a stew of misery in your own life. I'm going to tell you something. If you are in a state of confusion, if you are troubling, if you're stuck on what to do next, you want me to tell you what's happening? You're not doing enough. That's what it is, man. See, when I get in a place, man, where I don't know what the next move is, it's because I done usually stalled out. See, this is the way God works. This is the way he's worked for me. Every time I'm busy and I'm about the business of always trying to live my creed, which is ABC. My motto is ABC, always be closing. I'm always working on something to close something. When you're so busy with the business of improving yourself and doing with yourself and becoming the best you can be, God is always working on your behalf behind some scene of something that you're in the process of attempting to close. But because you're not doing all you can do, you're limiting you are, because of your decision not to give your all in all. You're limiting the opportunities for God to put his finger on things and touch them on your behalf. I don't know if the average person really understands or knows what it takes to truly be successful on whatever level you're talking about. But whatever that level is, I don't care what dollar amount you've got attached to it, what level you got. If you have made the decision that you're going to be successful, I think that a lot of people, the average person, does not know what that means. Whatever level you've decided to be successful on, see, that's your level of faith. That's where you see your life at. Well, guess what? You got to maximize your efforts to even get to that level. So listen to me. If you want to be successful at your church, if you want to be successful in your relationship, if you want to be successful down at the daycare center, if you want to be successful at your college, if you want to be successful on your job, guess what? It's going to take all you got in that world to become a success. I don't know why people think that if you don't want to be where somebody else at, you ain't got to put forth that effort. Wrong. You've got to put forth your maximum effort at whatever role you're trying to accomplish. Lord have mercy, man. How about today, though, y'all? How about today? Today is a good one. Let's make today the day. Let's get out of that. Let's get on with it. Stop hesitating. Stop delaying. Stop procrastinating. Start today. Watch God have something to put his finger on there. And that's all you're trying to do, man. To line yourself up with God's grace, you got to put out a lot of effort so God can put his finger on something. You feel me today? I sure hope you do, because I'm on one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get at it. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The Tudes is up. I've already done it. I express my gratitude to my Heavenly Father. It immediately changed my attitude about the morning I was having. So now there's nothing left but the third tude. I expect to soar today, to glide today, to reach new heights today. My altitude is guaranteed because I started with my gratitude, which affected my attitude, which is now in direct correlation with my altitude. Man, thank you, Lord, for that. I do appreciate it. This show is full of stars, ladies and gentlemen. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica Jr. His government name is Keir Spates, and the legend of Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, Junior.
Yeah. Full weekend, huh, Unc? Full weekend. You know, yesterday, Unc, was Juneteenth. You know, we celebrated Juneteenth. I was just thinking about it, Unc. It was 2 years later when they got the word down in Texas. Would have been mad if you was a slave 2 years later?
Well, I would have been grateful about the fact Junior. To find out that I'm free.
Yeah.
But once I understood the timeline, whoever it was that said
over timeline,
Steve, we's free now. Whoever that was that tapped me on the shoulder, like I'd have probably had a slave name like Stefano.
Stefano.
Stefano. Yeah, what? We's free now. Now, the one after I would have been overjoyed.
Yeah.
Me and Cephas would have celebrated.
Stefano and but Cephas.
Stefano and Cephas. Me and Cephas would have celebrated. But after at the end of the party that night when we sitting up drinking moonshine. I had been making that because I didn't know nothing about this man. We made everything. Yeah. So after I got to drinking and I found out the timeline, I'd have beat Cephas' ass that I don't know what this 2 year wait was you took getting over here. It ain't that damn far. How the hell it take you 2 years? You can't run no faster than that.
Yeah.
We
got
from
good
Africa.
News. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, we from Africa. We got all the top marathon runners. Now, your ass over here that walked and stopped been fishing
you
and
would,
stuff.
You would mention
kicking
that.
It.
Going to parties and stuff, partying on the way. We free having freedom parties. And 2 years to get here, Cephas, for real, dog. I've been a Cephas ass about that one.
Yes, it
really.
Yeah. He said you've been part of this freedom party.
Been having freedom parties on the way to Texas. I've been over here in this hot ass sun up in here.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn heat. Now you won't have a holiday.
All right. Thank you, Stefano and Cephas. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour. We're going to start the show off with the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
I ain't going to say it but one time. You in my house. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. Hey, this is Preston. Where did y'all leave the key at? I'm about 2 hours out.
You got the wrong number, bro.
Call him back. Yeah. Is this Troy?
Yeah, it's Troy. Who this?
I'm Preston, man. Listen, I'm on my way to the house. I'm about 2 hours out. Where did y'all leave the key at, man?
Hold on, wait. Let me get up. You on your way to what house?
I'm on my way there. Are you at the house?
I'm at my house, yeah. What did you say your name was?
This is Preston. Okay, hold on, man. I don't understand. Okay, I'm on my way to the house.
That's my question. What house you talking about?
Okay, are you at 69 Woods Drive?
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay, I don't understand that. All right, so listen, I'm about 2 hours out, man. I got two U-Haul trucks. We en route there. We'll be there in about 2 hours. But I thought y'all was out the house by now. I'm kind of see where the key at.
Hold on, man. Let me get up. What you say? You got two U-Haul trucks. What you got them for? What's in there?
I'm moving into the house. I bought the house.
You moving into what?
Okay, how you don't know I bought the house, man?
What house you talking about?
Oh, you on Woods Drive? I bought this house from Tisdale.
Tisdale. That's who we got the house from. Wait, you say you bought the house?
Okay, wait a minute. You leased the house from Tisdale, right?
Yeah, we still got about another year left in my lease. we ain't out this house for another year. I mean, and we supposed to renew that.
Okay, okay, we got a problem. Let me try to. Okay,
let me get my wife on. I need to get my wife on the phone.
Hold on a minute. Uh-huh. Okay, so now Tisdale tell me that y'all supposed to be at the house, and I'm calling because he said y'all gonna leave the key in a certain place.
Tisdale ain't told you no like, man. Let me get Tisdale on the phone, we ain't hearing nothing about no selling or no house or no nothing like that.
Okay, well I didn't bought the house from Tisdale, and I'm 2 hours out. I might get there a little quicker. How soon do you think y'all can get y'all stuff out the house?
Get what stuff out what house?
Y'all gonna have to get y'all stuff out the house.
Get what stuff? You a guy. A lot of that. You think we're gonna get we look, like I said, man, we need to get Tisdale on the phone and get this cleared up. I tell you what, you bring the U-Haul trucks if you want to, y'all better take that back where you come from. I tell you that. I tell you that
hey,
much.
Hey, listen, man, listen. The mistake, first of all, you arguing with me about my house. That's my house.
No, now you in the house. I'm gonna tell you like I'm gonna tell Tisdale. Ain't none of this ain't going down the way you think it's gonna go down. You understand? We signed the lease to be in this house for a year. I mean, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna be in this house for a whole year. You ain't gonna be in here for another year. So you might as well go get yourself
in. You don't own the house no more. I own the house. You got to get your out, man. I'm 2 hours out.
Yeah, man. Look, man. Listen to me now. Listen. We done been in this house 5 years, okay? We got 1 year left in this house. Okay, look, ain't gonna be no moving in today. I can't move my man. I got wife, I got kids, and man. We gotta talk Tisdale. But I'm telling you, man, you pull up today at U-Haul. I swear for Lord, I'm gonna whoop your. You done called me with all this. I ain't got no notice. Or nothing. You understand what I'm saying? We ain't talk to you.
That ain't got nothing
Tisdale
to do
with me. Tisdale one time agree with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, well, that's between you and Tisdale. But right now, I'm on my way to my house. And you got to get your out of my house.
No, you on your way to my house.
No,
and I tell you what, if you come to my house, you going to get your ass handed to you.
Let me say this. Wait, is your wife and kids there right now?
They at church where your need to be.
Okay, okay. Is there any room in? What's in the garage? Any room in the garage? Can you move all your stuff?
No, wasn't my garage. You raggedy. Like I just told you, you pull up to my house, gonna get some furniture moving in this.
Hey man, let me tell you something. You getting your black.
Well, you come make me do it. You come make me do it. Move out my house today. What's in my garage? But what's in your garage? You tell me that. What's in your garage?
Look, I'm gonna allow you to do this. Move all your stuff into the garage.
No, I'm gonna allow you to get your whooped.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
So I see now. You want your whooped in front of your wife and kids.
So you gonna whoop my? Is that what you gonna do? I tell you what. You bring them U-Hauls. You bring your wife, your kids, your dog. And you bring any about it. I whoop all your. Right here in front of my house.
It's not your house. It's mine. I bought the house from Tisdale.
I tell you what. You meet me right in front of the yard. I'm gonna be right out here standing in my room. I'm gonna whoop your to my robe and my house shoes. How about that? Gonna tell me to move out of my house.
You better call Tisdale.
What you don't mean? What you say?
Do you know what else Tisdale told me to tell you?
I tell you one thing. You gonna tell me whatever Tisdale told you? But I tell you one thing. I ain't moving out of my house today. I'm telling you that right now. Ain't gonna be no moving out here. You say whatever Tisdale told you to say.
I'm gonna tell you this. Hear what Tisdale told me to tell you. Tisdale told me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Troy, your wife and Tisdale got me to prank phone call you.
I done put my pants on. I done put my boots on. I'm waiting. I'm sitting right here in my living room looking out the window, waiting for this you all to pull up. Because I'm sure going to tear fire from your boy. I tell you, man, I can't even go back to sleep now. You done got me fired up.
Hey, Troy, I got to ask you before I go, man, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey's Morning Show. Ain't that bad?
Nah, I'm through with it. Go ahead, sir. I'm through.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Juneteenth, a global celebration of freedom at the Hollywood Bowl, was star-studded. We'll talk about that. And in other entertainment news, Martin Lawrence is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Carla has some music news about Drake's new album. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, ready for you. Jelani in Tennessee writes, Jelani. I'm a single mother of a 14-year-old that wants to dye her hair blonde and put blue streaks in it. I can't control what other parents do, but I don't want my daughter looking like she's in a rock band. How do I tell her that without her wanting to rebel?
You're not dyeing your hair. See, what happened to that?
Simple as that.
See, what happened to that at 14, don't pay rent, ain't got money for dye? What happened to that? Got to use my sink to dye your hair. Well, what happened to that? I'm just, you're not dyeing your damn hair. Now go in there and think of something else. Sorry.
Dye that ass.
Thank you. Period.
That's it. We can get a blue and blonde ass all day.
I don't understand.
Dye that ass. I'm sorry.
Come on, parents. All right. Christy in Arlington, Virginia says, I'm a 35-year-old married woman, and I went on a girls' trip with women who are unhappily married. They were on the trip looking for an experience with other men at the hotel. I realized I have nothing in common with my three girlfriends. Do I cut them off, or do I keep them and avoid future girls' trips?
Well, you know, look, nobody's perfect. If you want some perfect friends, you're not going to have none. Just avoid the girls' trips. You don't do what they do. They unhappy. There's a lot of unhappy people in marriages out there, and they're going to seek things outside of marriage. Now, if that's what they're doing, let them go ahead. But that ain't you. You know, disassociate yourself from that part of it. But if you keep hanging with them, association brings on participation. That's all I can tell you. That's why I have learned ain't none of my friends single. No, sir. No, sir. All my friends is married. Most of them got grandkids. I mean, my friends. Because I've just figured it out. I just let me hang with these dudes and do what I do. That way ain't nobody bringing no extra into the crowd.
No trouble.
You know, nobody in our group does heroin, so therefore heroin is not an option.
What?
You see what I'm saying? Just trying to help you understand the degree of difficulty.
That's the example.
That was extreme.
Example I'm using. I need your undivided attention.
We got it when you first said it. All right, moving on to Constance in Florida. Constance says, I recently started working from home, and my husband works from home too. The other day while I was on a video call, I forgot to turn my mic off, and my coworkers heard my husband ask me for a very explicit sexual favor. My boss and my coworkers are cool, but I was mortified. How do I recover from it?
Hey, baby.
Ooh.
Hey, baby, you off that Zoom? Oh, come on in here. Do something to me.
What?
Yeah.
You know, let's match it up. You know, tit for tat. You know what I'm saying? You know, I did you last night. You can't even. You so nervous. You can't find your mute button.
Right.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Yeah.
She didn't pull it off. Hey, baby, hammer time. Come on, girl. Yeah. Baby. Woo.
Come
time
on.
Time to do a little swashbuckling.
What?
It's co-workers and your boss.
Yeah, you know.
That's a double.
Time to get on some of this Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? You
gotta get on and
do this thing, you know.
Hey.
Okay, I think we got it. So how does she recover from it? That's the question.
She ain't. She's embarrassed. They didn't say
let
nothing.
Let it die out?
Yeah, just let it die out. Yeah. Nothing you definitely don't bring it up because they may not have heard it. Because the average person don't be ready for stuff like that. They go, what?
Did I hear what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I know he ain't said that.
Yeah. Sound like
but he
that.
He just like that? They doing it like that, though?
Yeah. But Steve, is she going to always be a member remember that time at work?
Wow. All right. Moving on to this is our last one, Steve. Terry in the Bay Area says, I think my husband may be cheating on me because he gets his car washed every week and he started taking a shower at night and in the morning and wearing clean boxers to work daily when he used to wear them almost two full days before he changed. He changed his cologne. He changed his cologne too. What's up with him?
There's nothing up with him. Most men like a clean car. She said nothing that cheaters do. Most men like a clean car. Most men, if you're going to wear a clean car, he like clean drawers.
Come on.
You know, he just started and he just started showering at night and in the morning.
Tell him, dog.
Where is cheating at in this?
It's hot out there.
But you
dog.
Know, when they change like that, when they change their behavior, that's usually
it's not always cheating. Something. No, ladies, no. He's changing. Mm-hmm. He's growing up. He's maturing. Mm-hmm. Somebody says something to him at work. Damn, you stink.
Well, it ain't
got to be because you cheating. Somebody said, damn, hey, man, you smell Harold yesterday. And Harold was standing right there.
Why
excuse me?
Harold?
You talking about me?
Harold, my
bad.
Or Herbert.
See, it could be anything. Where you got cheating from? He ain't missing from home. Uh-huh. The money, you ain't missing no money at the house. You ain't found no explicit text. He ain't off to the side talking on the phone. He's cleaner now.
So
now
why did he
turn
change
that
his
into
cologne?
The cheater?
Mm-hmm. Huh? He changed his cologne.
I told you somebody down there said Harold stank.
I thought you meant because he didn't change his underwear.
Well, Harold trying to figure out everything now. Is these drawers? Is these is this cologne?
He changing his whole scent.
Yeah.
Taking two showers, night and day.
It's hot.
Why is he cheating, though? Where is cheating in here?
Nowhere.
When a man changes his behavior like that, that's what a lot of women think. He must all be changing, doing all this for another woman. That's what
he's
how women
stank.
Think.
Found out he stank, sure.
Yeah. Let's just celebrate the fact he's showering. And changing his underwear.
That right there.
He used to wear for two full days. Why? Why? The jaws ain't even that expensive. Especially if you're working.
And you got a washing machine.
Man. Yeah. Go to the laundromat if you don't.
Yeah.
Wow. My goodness.
All right. So you're saying he's growing up. He's maturing. He's not.
Why is she tripping, man? Does she want a problem?
Okay. All right, CLO, Chief Love Officer, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Steve, Earth, Wind & Fire, Chaka Khan, Jill Scott, Anthony Hamilton, Mary Mary, The Roots, Belle Biv DeVoe, Neo, Yolanda Adams, Mickey Guyton, and more performed at the Juneteenth, a global celebration of freedom at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles over the weekend. Shout out to the event's musical director, Questlove, President Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris also appeared in a recorded message celebrating the holiday, as did former First Lady Michelle Obama, who called on people to vote. So it was a huge celebration for Juneteenth. You know, people are getting into it now. You know, mm-hmm. we have this holiday. Let's celebrate it. Let you know about what's going on. And it was just really something to see. Just a huge celebration and thoughtful messages as well. Jill Scott gave a powerful poem.
Yeah, I'm not used to it yet. Yeah, I'm not used to it yet. I haven't quite locked in on the check. So it kind of crept up on me, and I didn't realize it was here because it was right at Father's Day weekend, and it was my mentoring camp. So it kind of just crept up on me. I didn't even know what it was, you know. Really, I missed it this year, be honest with you. I just had a lot going on, you know, Father's Day and stuff like that.
Great celebration.
And doing, you know, God's work, helping young men, mentoring camp. It's all part of it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, in other entertainment news, we have to say congratulations going out to Martin Lawrence. Charlie Wilson, Ludacris, Lenny Kravitz, Sheila E., and Melba Moore. They will all be receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. No date has been set yet for the ceremony, so congratulations early, though. And speaking of Martin, he recently appeared on Jimmy Kimmel and jokingly said that if his daughter, Jasmine Lawrence, tied the knot with Eddie Murphy's son, Eric Murphy, that he's sending the wedding bill to Eddie. You know they've been dating for a minute. The two have been dating for a while, but Martin said that he and Eddie stay out of their kids' business. That's a good practice.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
But it's hard to believe that Martin Lawrence doesn't have a star on the Hollywood Walk.
I think he's seems like he's just being recognized almost for that groundbreaking show, you know, and everything. And we love it so much, but
that's
it seems
late,
like
though.
People are still discovering Martin, you know, the show and all the, I mean, he broke so many records and just did so much, you know.
All the movies. And Steve,
classics.
What's that about?
He got classics.
I mean, he really does.
It's nothing wrong. I mean, it's everybody gets it in a due time.
In due time,
you know, everybody gets it in a due time. You know, some people have people pushing for it a little bit harder than others. Of course, I think he's definitely worthy of one by
Hands
a long
down.
Shot.
Yeah,
by a long
for
shot,
sure.
Major star. So yeah. But you know, it happens in due time. It just depends on who's pushing for it. Mm-hmm. You know. Some people push harder than others. I mean, and it's not you that can get it done. It's got to be a committee of people that go to the committee and then they start their research and see who you are and everybody.
Mm-hmm. You know? On his reunion, Snoop said he really owed Martin a debt of gratitude because he put him out there on the Martin Show. Then Jodeci Junior.
Yes.
And they were on the Martin Show. And Martin came in and was singing with Jodeci like he was part of the group.
Boy.
He said he didn't even tell them. They didn't even know that he was going to do that. He surprised Jodeci.
Casey
was like, wait a minute,
Joe,
what?
Ooh, Joe, remember that?
Yes. He said they didn't even know that. But anyway, speaking of musical people, Carly, you're here with today's musical news. What you got?
Well, let me tell y'all, you know, Drake dropped an album over the weekend and people are hating it. Yeah. It was his seventh solo album. It's called Honestly Never Mind, and some people are really, really hating it. It's getting a lot of mixed reviews. It's a different sound for Drake, and I listened to a few tracks on it. It has this club house music sound to it. So I like it, though. I like that kind of sound. Do you know what it reminds me of? You know how when we you go to, like, a hotel and you hear that music playing in the background, especially, like, when we're over in France? It's just a different house sound. But it's cool. I enjoyed it. Drake, he did address the negative response. He said, it's all good if you don't get it yet, talking to his fans. This is what we do. We'll wait for you to catch up.
He's ahead of his time.
Yeah, we in here though. We in here. We caught it already. On to the next.
I love that.
So
I think people don't like change, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
And once you get creative and innovative, and you, it takes a lot of people because they just like what they like. You know, they want to trust what they've been trusting. So I haven't heard it. I ain't heard number 6, 5, 4, all three.
Talking about albums?
Yeah, or Drake's. But clearly Drake don't need me at all to know who he is, nor could Drake give a damn about me and my opinion of his music. I just like him as a person.
Me too.
I don't really, I don't really know the music, you know.
Well,
I know Taylor Swift don't need to do no more damn remixes of the Earth, Wind & Fire songs. I know that.
We're not talking about Taylor Swift. We're talking about Drake.
I'm telling you who I do know.
Champagne Poppy, though.
I love his response, though. I love his response to it. I love his clapback. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Thank you, Carla. Today is primary election day, and Herschel Walker is now publicly discussing his other 3 children. We'll talk about it right after this.
All these years, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, there's a lot at stake with midterms this November, as you already know. Attention voters, today there are primaries in Virginia, the District of Columbia, and runoff elections in Alabama and in Georgia. Now, speaking of Georgia, Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker recently said that he has never denied any of his children. But if you recall, Walker said he was the father to only one child. And then he complained about children being raised in fatherless homes in the Black community. But recently, he admitted to having 3 secret children and said he has never denied the existence of his 4 children. That sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Yeah. So he's never denied the existence of his 4 children, 3 of whom he has never publicly discussed until now.
Man.
So he has 4 children, but he only claimed 1.
These other 3 children.
Herschel, hold on 1 second. We're here with a new Republican senator candidate, Herschel Walker. We're on the scene here. Mr. Walker, things have been come to light now. Is it true you've only claimed 1 child, but it turns out there's 3 others, sir?
See that? Boy, they tried to throw a curveball at me. What they trying to do?
Look at what ball?
The curveball. They tried to throw a curveball. Now, these other 3 children, they might be part of my little, I don't know.
Okay, litter?
Mr. Walker. Litter, sir?
Yeah, they might they might be parts of my little, let me go and clarify this. Now, these children here ain't said nothing all these here years. They ain't said nothing. Now, they gonna wait till I'm up here running for something. You know what I mean? Trying to be the best I can be, and they gonna show up and try to show out. See, let me tell you something.
Mr. Walker, this is not, I can tell you right now, sir, this is not acceptable behavior coming from a man running from the Senate. Do you understand the outcry that's coming from even the African-American community?
Let me tell you something. Oak tree ain't got nothing to do with a pine tree. You understand what I'm saying?
What is he talking about?
No, we don't.
Oak tree ain't got nothing to do with a pine tree, but a pine tree sure won't say something when an oak tree say something. You understand what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
Are you kidding me, sir? Can you tell us the other children's names?
Samuel. That boy there. Then you got Apotheses. That's the second child.
He don't know none of his children.
But when it come down to it,
the third one,
they raised itself and they did good at raising itself. And sometimes you gotta let them go on their own. Sometimes you gotta let them go on.
This guy's kidding me. It's ridiculous.
Oh, we gotta go. Sorry, we'll be back right after this.
Whether it's concrete or asphalt, it don't make no difference. You feel what I'm saying?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, this past Father's Day weekend was the annual, of course, Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation Mentoring Camp for Young Men. And this was the first in-person camp that you've had in about 3 years, right? Because of the pandemic, you've been having them virtually. They've been going on, but
COVID,
just been
COVID
them.
Took it out, so we're back. Right. We had a great weekend. 200-some boys were there.
Wow.
We had COVID testing. It was all good. We didn't have any outbreaks. We were very successful. The boys were amazing. You know, it's a lot of problems in our community, but, you know, we have counselors there. We have doctors there. We have everybody there to handle whatever comes up. But for the most part, man, it was a really, really successful weekend. I got home on Father's Day about 4 o'clock in the evening, you know, so I could have some type of celebration as a father myself. But the work that I do in my mentoring camp program, and the reason that we have it, that and the graduation is on Father's Day, is so that these young men get to be around men who love them and been loving on them for 4 days and been having some requirements of them for 4 days. And so the culmination of it is on Father's Day, so that on this Father's Day, don't have to just sit there and think that they don't have a father. That they're right. In a program filled with men who've been pouring into them for 4 days. They all have access to a mentor when they leave the camp. So when they leave the camp, they have a phone number of a mentor, a mentor junior counselor, or one of the soldiers who are going to be able to answer questions for them and help guide them through manhood. So really, really nice. Successful program this week, man. We back in action next year. The program will be held at the newly acquired Legacy Ranch. We're working very hard with that. I'm looking for some assistance, though, with the Legacy Ranch to get it built out on time. I'm in meetings with Lowe's about it, Coca-Cola about it. I'm in meetings with NBA Cares about it. I'm in meetings with Microsoft. I'm in meetings with Morgan Stanley about it. I'm in meetings with having a meeting set up with the Michael Jordan Foundation, Robert Smith, Tyler Perry. I'm just trying to get some help. I'll be having these meetings.
Steve.
No, but, you know, and I think, man, we have enough responsible and willing to do men in our community that do so many things. Michael Jordan's foundation does an amazing amount of work. Tyler Perry does an amazing amount of philanthropic work. And Robert Smith's camp out in Colorado with horses involved and all this for special needs children and all of that. He has a lot of these men are doing some great work. So by no means am I calling anybody out, but I am going to have to call on some people because I don't have enough to get it done myself. I know what it's going to really cost to build this place out, and I don't have enough. Now, if I do it myself, it'll take me long, and I'll eventually get it done. But I know that there are people out there in corporate America who works for corporations who have dollars earmarked for people who are trying to change lives and change minds in our community. And we just got to take advantage of it and get this done.
Great.
Amazing.
I mean, the work that you're doing is phenomenal, Steve. And I just got to ask you, because you always do, any stories you want to share? Anything?
You know, I had a...
How do you tell it on the air?
You know, I have to filter these stories a little bit. You can't just tell them as is. I had some funny stuff was happening out there. And then it's just some boys being boys stuff. Whenever you put a couple hundred boys together, that testosterone is real. And they got to get the pecking order in line, who's the alpha male. And, you know, that's got to get figured out. And when one dude try to be alpha male and the other one think he is. It's got to be some some solving of problems. So, no, I ain't got no stories I can tell on the radio.
That means there are plenty of stories.
Yeah, plenty of stories. I just figure out which one I can tell without somebody being, oh, that's appalling. Oh, no.
Well, Steve, congratulations for the fine work that you do with your mentoring camp every year. We certainly appreciate it. Especially those of us who have daughters, you know. Coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, why can't he cut her loose? We'll find out why. In just a few, but right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
What? Are you a... Wait, what? Are you...
What's wrong? What are you crying for?
My mama.
I don't care.
He's crying.
My mama. Your mama. My mama tree.
Your mama.
What about your mother's tree?
My mama.
That makes you cry?
My mama tree. My mama tree.
He's so method with his acting.
That's that tree. That's that tree we played. High and go seek out. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80. Ready? I'm not here. I come. That's my mama. That's my mama. That's my mama.
God.
Cat dog. It's my mama.
Hello?
It's my, hello, man. I speak to Lord.
Yeah, this is Lord. This is Terry.
Who?
I'm about 10 minutes from the yard, big dog.
This ain't no Terry. Look, man. Is this Lord that worked for Bush?
Yes, sir.
Listen, you just came down Clayton Street and hit and tore all the limbs off my mama maple tree that's hanging over the street. And now she got limbs hanging all in the street. We got to cut this whole tree down because you done messed it up and you the one that just drove through here.
Hey, sir, I ain't been down Clayton Street today, sir.
Say what?
I ain't been down Clayton Street today. I ain't been in no residential neighborhood today.
You
sir.
Just came down Clayton Street a couple hours ago and then tore all the limbs off my mama tree.
Sir,
my
I ain't
mama, that tree been in our family 25 years, and you just came down the street and just tore it all apart.
Sir, I ain't been down Clayton Road today. How did you get this number, by the way?
Don't worry about how I got your number. Somebody got to pay for my mama tree.
Well, sir, I ain't been down Clayton Road today. I'm sorry.
Call him back, dog.
Hello?
Lord, did you just hang up on me?
Yes, sir. I told you I didn't been down no Clayton Road today. Now what?
Look, I told you just came down Clayton Road and just tore my mama tree up.
Man,
all
I
the
ain't
limbs.
Been down no residential neighborhood today, man. Quit calling my phone with that.
Look, my grandmama planted that tree. Now you done got
the nerve. Planted it. Move the mother in. Cut the branches off the son of a.
If them branches is clear enough, you're not supposed to be driving them 18-wheel trucks down this residential area like this here.
Man, I was making delivery, God. Now, if I had to come down that tree, I would have, but I told you once, I ain't came down no Clayton Street today.
You just said you had to make a delivery. Now you saying you ain't been down Clayton Street.
I said see, if I had to make a delivery down there, I would have came down that street. You but been, I ain't had to come down there.
You been on Clayton Street today. Now, that part I do know. And what you,
maybe
go-
you got the wrong driver, dude.
No. I got the right driver, and what I do know is you done tore my mama tree up. We got to cut this old tree down. And you know what? You're going to pay for this.
Man, I ain't paying for a mother tree. That tree can kiss
I know you ain't talking about my mama tree.
Well, guess what? Take your tree and take your mama, and both of y'all go out there and plant another tree then.
We ain't planting no more tree. That tree been in our family for years. You going to mess around and get your swept behind this tree.
Bring it on then. Bring your on and bring the tree with you.
You're going to make me whoop with a branch off that tree.
Well, I tell you what. If you that bad, then I tell you what. If I was on Clayton Street today, I'd meet you on Clayton Street with the tree.
You,
all right?
You come on over here to Clayton right now because I'm right out here in the street on the cordless phone. You come on outside. My mama's sitting up in there crying behind the street because you done tore the limbs off of it and we got to cut it down now because you done messed it up.
Go get her a napkin and tell her wipe her my eyes then. I ain't been down no tree.
I know you ain't sitting here talking about my mama now. See, you tripping now, dog.
Hey,
you tripping, dog. Man, you already. Look, man, I grew up with this tree in my front yard. I grew up with this tree. Now, you got the nerve to drive through here driving too fast, because if you would have drove slow, you wouldn't have been hitting all them limbs like that. Y'all be running down here too fast through here.
Man, look here. I done told you once, man. I ain't been down no Clayton Street. Now, like I told you, if you want to meet me on Clayton Street, will. All right? Now, I'm sorry about your mom tree and but hell, there ain't nothing I can do about it because I ain't been down no Clayton Street.
It's one thing you can do about it. You can pay for it, and that's what you're going to do. Now, you're going to either give me some money or I'm going to get it out you. But you coming over here. Matter of fact, you can go on come over here now. That big truck around and bring your butt on over here right now.
Well, I might as well go on and turn it around because I ain't paying for no tree. Oh. I can tell you right now.
That's fine. But I tell you, when you get here, my cousin here and all my uncles is here sitting up here looking at what you done to this tree. So bring your on.
Yeah, well, look at here. Take that tree and stuff it up in your all right? I ain't finna worry with you in this tree no more because I done told you once.
You come on right now, because you don't know what this tree mean to me. This tree right here used to be home base for hide-and-go-seek.
Are you crying? You big you crying too? Man, look here, dog. I ain't out tree, dog. Just look here. Wipe your eyes and
to hell with you, this tree right
well,
here.
Look, I'm turning my you just meet me on Clayton Street, all right?
Let me tell you something. This tree used to be first base for kickball. Do you hear me?
Man, kickball, dude. I done told you once. I ain't tree, all right? Don't L around this, dude.
Your name Lloyd, but you ain't L. L is Cool J, and he would not have come down here and tore up my mama tree. He is not that kind of person. But you Lloyd.
What the hell you crying for, man? What the crying for?
Because you done messed up my mama tree.
You sound like a girl. I'm crying because my mama tree broke.
Let me tell you something. Around and bring your ass.
I'll be there in 10 minutes to meet your on Clayton.
Well, it's going to be more than me. My uncles is here. My cousins are here. All of them.
Oh, the Brader Brunch family, huh?
Whatever.
Man, bring a bro.
I tell you
but
what.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be hot water in this state.
Don't make me no different. They call you LL. My right. Knock you out. And that's what you finna get, LL. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, come on
Lord.
With it then. Come on with it because I'm here. All right?
Well, listen.
Ain't no running. I'm by myself.
Cool. Don't make me cool. Listen.
Straight up.
I'm finna tell you one more thing about this tree. Is you listening to me?
I'm listening, bro.
Is you listening?
I done told you once. I don't give a about that tree, but if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Let me tell you something. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, JJ.
Man, look, man. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Ain't no,
don't do that.
No, ain't no tree messed up, and you ain't been on Clayton Street, dog.
Why would you JoJo when I see his man?
Oh, man. You all right, dog?
I'm straight.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Oh, you was about to get it. You were about to get it, nephew.
Come on.
You.
Dog,
you crying?
Tree right here, man.
You right.
What are you crying for?
Like that tree.
Oh, my uncles is here, my cousins is here. Oh, the Brady Bunch, huh?
I'm by myself.
I don't give a dog go.
Planted that tree. Plant another one. I don't give a.
This man.
I'll tell you what you can do with that damn tree.
Man, I told you I ain't been down Clayton Street today.
Wow, thank you.
It's jumping off this weekend. It's the Thomas Miles Experience. It's the Thomas Miles Experience weekend by Miles of Giving. It's going down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, my God, I got a social. We giving back to Wounded Warriors. We got an all-white party. We got, oh, my God, we got a golf tournament at English Turn on Monday morning. Go to milesofgiving.org. That's milesofgiving.org and get all the information that's going down in the N-O, baby. The N-O, all right? If you can play golf, come on. If you can't, it don't matter. Come on, because I can't play.
All right, nephew, coming up next. Thank you. Strawberry Letter subject, why can't he cut her loose? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today is election day in Virginia, in D.C., and runoff elections in Alabama and Georgia. We need you to go and vote today. Go to whenweallvote.org. Get out all your voting information. To get it all, just go to whenweallvote.org. And it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter as we switch gears. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why can't he cut her loose? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 48-year-old single woman, and I've raised a handsome and productive young man with the help of my ex-husband. My ex-husband was a very hands-on dad, but we did not see eye to eye in our marriage. His father always spoiled him, but lately his dad has been busy with a new woman, and now he's become distant from our son. If I call his dad, it takes him days to call me back. My son told me who his dad is dating now, and she's nothing but trouble. She's married to an older man, and she's got control of the money, but she lusts after other men because she's not satisfied sexually. So now she's got her claws in my ex, and he can't think straight. She has a bad reputation for messing around on her husband, but these men don't seem to mind. I mind a lot because my ex and I have a sexual relationship, and he's cut me off because of her. He and I can go weeks without a word, but as soon as we see each other, it's clothes off and we're in the bed together. It is what it is, and after 20 years, we still can't keep our hands off each other. I know that he sees other women, but I don't have time to date, so he meets my sexual needs. What this woman has done has messed up my good thing, and I want to know why he can't cut her loose. I got him on the phone recently, and I told him I need a tune-up, and he told me he'd see what he could do. If I told him that a month ago, he'd be at my house, or I'd be at his within an hour or so. He's never put me off, so why is he picking someone who's been passed around? Or something he's been getting for 20 years, over something he's been getting for 20 years. Why can't he cut this woman loose? To that I say, don't worry about him cutting her loose. You cut him loose. What's wrong with you? I mean, this is really a stupid letter here. I thought this was going to be about your ex and how he's no longer there for your son, you say, you know, because that's the most important thing here. But then the letter took a hard left and turns out you're just mad because he's got a girlfriend and you can't catch up with him to have sex. What? This just is not making any sense. I mean, you know it's over if you can't give it away. You're really selling yourself short here. Why are you so disrespectful to yourself? why are you settling for this? I mean, you say you don't have time to date, but you really don't have time not to date. It's over. You have to make time for you now. I mean, can't you see that he's not even thinking about you at this point? He does not want you. Focus on that so you can get the strength to get him out of your system. I mean, you're playing yourself right now. It doesn't matter what her reputation is, none of that. Your husband doesn't care. It's what he likes right now. You got to get yourself together and move on. Steve?
Well. Right down my alley. Letters like this go right down to the street that I stay on. I love when women ask the question, why can't he cut her loose? Well, I think we all know the answer to that, but let's walk her down memory lane. Back down memory lane. I saw a photograph with such a happy path. Ooh, look at me. Back down memory lane. Well, you're a 48-year-old single woman. You raised a handsome and productive young man with the help of my ex-husband. Now, your ex-husband was a very hands-on dad, but y'all didn't see eye to eye in the marriage. Things happen. His father's always spoiled him. Probably true. But lately, his dad has been busy with a new woman, and now he's become distant from our son. Now, let's look at this moment in this letter. His dad has been busy with a new woman, and now he's become distant from our son. Now, as I read the rest of this letter, I want you to notice that we never, ever mention the son again. There ain't nothing in this letter about the distance between the boy and the dad. There's no instances of where he don't pick up his son no more. This boy is a grown-ass son. He don't need to get picked up, take nowhere. The boy can probably drive. He's a productive young man. No more mentions of the boy in this letter. So she tried to fool us by blaming this on her husband's relationship with this new woman is hurting the relationship with the son. If I call his dad, it takes him days to call me back. That ain't got nothing to do with the son. Then my son told me his dad is dating now, and he's dating now, and she's nothing but trouble. Wait a minute. I bet you all the son told you was daddy dating now. You've added in here, and she's nothing but trouble. See, so far, he's still talking to the daddy. Oh, this ain't about the boy at all.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why can't he cut her loose? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, why can't he cut her loose?
Well, see, lady, why can't he cut her loose? It's obvious. I'll tell you that in a minute. But the real thing is you tried to make this letter like you and your ex-husband have raised this really hands-on, productive, handsome young man. And he was such a hands-on dad. And now that he's dating this woman, he done cut his son out of his life. But then there ain't no evidence in the letter that he done quit fooling with his son. You said his father's always spoiled him, but lately his dad been busy with this new woman and now he's become distant from my son. If I call his dad, it takes him days to call me back. My ex is never here from me.
It's not about you.
Oh, ain't no damn days. We talking years.
Not a text. Nothing.
Text, email, nothing. Nada. So I don't know what you tripping for. Now, my son told me that his dad is dating now. Well, that means the son is talking to his dad on levels that you ain't. Because now the son has told you that the dad is dating. And you say, but now she's nothing but trouble. She's married to an older man, and she's got control of the money, and she lusts after other men because she's not satisfied sexually. Y'all must live in a small town. So now she's got her claws in my ex, and he can't think straight. She got a bad reputation for messing around on her husband, and these men don't seem to mind.
Why?
Because now I mind a lot because my ex and I have a sexual relationship, and he's cut me off. Here's what the wrong with the damn letter. Here is the why she can't cut him off. It ain't got nothing to do with your son. Now, and he's cut me off because of her. He and I can go weeks without a word, but as soon as we see each other, it's closed off. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, lady. You need to make up your mind. A minute ago, you said, I call his dad and it takes him days to call me back. Then the letter say, he and I can go weeks without a word, but as soon as we see each other, it's closed off and we in the bed together. It is what it is after 20 years. We still can't keep our hands off each other. So you mean he get to have his cake and eat it too? He get to divorce you, not call you, ain't got to deal with none of the things in the marriage, but then he can do you whenever he want to? Oh my God, this is amazing. And after 20 years, we still can't keep our hands off each other. I know that he sees other women, really, and can still have you. Oh my God, this is great. Where's, do you know how many people are signed up for this? But I don't have time to date, so he meets my sexual needs. What this woman has done has messed up my good thing, and I want to know why he can't cut her loose. Let's answer this question right now. This woman has messed up your good thing, and I want to know why he can't cut her loose. Because she got a good a thing.
Whoa.
What? She has messed up my good thing, and I want to know why he can't cut her loose. Because she got a gooder thing.
Wow.
What? Hey, man, listening to this, know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
She got a gooder thing. That's why he can't cut her loose. Now, I know women, that's a little, oh my God, Steve, what? That's what it is. Why he can't cut her loose. I'm calling her and takes her left. I got him on the phone recently and I told him I need a tune-up and he told me he'll see what he can do. Now, you know, I already said he dating other women and now he done found goody two-shoes. Tune-up, I don't need no tune-up. Plus, after 20 years, I can do you anytime I want to. So sit tight. You ain't got time to date. Sit tight. You know, eat your potato chips. Get you some Netflix, and I'll be over there when I get there. I'll get to you when I get to you. If I told him that a month ago, he'd be in my house or I'd be at his within an hour or so. He's never put me off. So why is he picking someone who's been passed around over something he's been getting for 20 years? You don't hear that sentence? Let me translate it for you. See, you said, so why is he picking someone who's been passed around over something he's been getting for 20 years? Let me read what you really wrote that you don't know yet.
Come on, Steve.
So he never put me off. So now he's picking somebody who is really good, fresh and new, may have been passed around, but it just got passed to him over something, same old thing he been getting for 20 years anytime he wanted. Why can't he cut this woman loose? Because she has messed up your good thing with a gooder thing.
Gooder.
That's
like
all.
Good. I like gooder.
That's good.
It's She's That's got a gooder good. Thing.
Gooder.
All right.
That's all to it. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Thank you, Shirley. But first, let me say thank you to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and the L.D. Barksdale Sickle Cell Foundation for having me on Friday night for Jazz and Laughter. I appreciate y'all really, really showing up, man, and doing what you did for Sickle Cell. Also, we got to say congratulations to Howard University Sickle Cell Center.
Boy, you sick of selling up in here, boy.
I was sick of selling all day Sunday because it was World Sickle Cell Day on Sunday. I had Sickle Cell Father's Day, Juneteenth. I was busy.
No, and it's Sickle Cell Day on Sunday, too?
It was World Sickle Cell Day Sunday. Yeah, man. So we had a really good time.
You went through freedom and sickle cell.
Yeah, all that. So let's get to it, man. Golden State Warriors are the champs. It's their fourth title in 8 years. Do y'all see anybody beating them next year? Because they the favorites already to beat next year.
Well, they could be the favorites, but they got some teams out there, man, that's strong. Mm-hmm. If Miami get one player, Miami going to be wicked. Mm-hmm. Boston going to be back because they strong, man.
Phoenix going to be back.
I wish I could say that for Chris Paul. I really do because I want Chris to win one.
Do anybody see the Lakers? Is the Lakers out?
No, the Lakers can't.
No.
Until they solve that mystery. The Lakers have to figure out how to incorporate Westbrook. He's too great a player, man. Mm-hmm. And they've got to find out how to incorporate Westbrook because he's a baller, man. And he was never able to be the real Westbrook on that team. And Anthony Davis has to go somewhere during the offseason and learn how to take care of his body.
You're talking about street clothes?
Street clothes.
You're talking about street clothes? I know you ain't talking about street clothes.
Because every time you see him on TV, he's street clothes. He just out there with just all the ladies jumpers on.
He don't never have no uniform on, Carl. He wears street clothes.
Street clothes. He got all the ladies jumpers on. All the best jeans you ever want to see. All the nice shirts. Everything. And you know, he made a comment already, said that since he's been out, the season's been over. He said he ain't picked the ball up in 2 months.
Street
Why
clothes.
Are you making
See,
statements
right there,
like
street
that?
Clothes.
No, okay.
Right there.
Okay. He ain't picked the ball up in 2 months. Man, if you don't go over there with LeBron and get to training.
And bring them eyebrows down. Lord, we can cut that down. Son.
What? What's wrong with his brows?
He has a unibrow shirt.
The unibrow.
Yes.
He got a unibrow shirt. It go all the way across. It go all the way.
Everything.
Surely, the unibrow only bothers short people.
Oh, no.
don't make that the man's problem.
Shots fired.
We going to see what happens, though, man. I'm excited for it, man. Congratulations, Golden State. We'll see what happens.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is time now to check Steve's voicemail. If you want to leave Steve a message, call him 877-29-STEVE. All right, Steve, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
This caller is upset about mothers not letting their fathers see their kids.
Steve Harvey, let me just say this here. Y'all making comments on all the fathers that are doing positive things in their kids' life for Father's Day. But what about the mothers that are keeping the fathers away from the kids
that cannot be a positive role model in their life. So you need to tell your Sunday crew, don't do that. You're telling us that we are no good, we are about nothing. That is wrong. That is absolutely wrong. You need to go back and tell them to retract that statement, because there are some good fathers out here, but the mothers would not let us be a part of our kids' lives. Have a good day.
I understand
hey,
that.
Hey, brother, I understand what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what people I need to go and tell to retract that statement. I agree with what you're saying 100%, and I on this show have talked about it on numerous occasions how women got to stop using these children as pawns and everything. And because a man can't pay child support, now you won't let him see the son, when the most important thing is not money, it's time. I've said that over and over. So I don't know who you want me to call and check. I wasn't clear about that. Somebody on Sunday. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
I have no idea, but I agree with you 100%.
It's a common problem, though, Steve. You talk
huge
about it a
problem.
Maybe they're talking about Father's Day, actually. I don't know.
On Sunday, yeah.
On Sunday, this past Sunday.
Yeah, but he sounds like he's a brother going through right there.
Oh, he in the middle of it. He in the middle of it. I know that sound. He in the middle of it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Right?
Like, it's happening right now.
Yeah. Next caller is from Indiana. Just a Father's Day shout out, Steve.
What up, Steve Harvey? This your boy Chris. Calling from Indiana. Indiana! What you got going on today out there in the world? Me and my wife and kids, we enjoying the day. Happy Father's Day to you, man. Happy Father's Day to you and the rest of the fathers on the show. We love listening to your radio show. You is the man. Peace and hold it down.
Hey, Chris, everything good, man. I didn't know you was going to call, man. Appreciate it. Chris, we doing good, man. Me and the other dude that's the father on the show, man. We had a good one yesterday. Spent some time with our families, too, man. Got a couple of nice little gifts and everything. Appreciate you, Chris, man, holding it down. Indiana. Yeah. Get all that, man. Go on, handle your business, man. Appreciate Chris.
But you is the man. I
felt it. It ran through me when he said that.
Yes.
I knew you would like that one, right? All right, caller from Illinois, a third shift worker, Steve. Here we go.
Uncle Steve, what's good? Martell from Illinois. I listen to y'all show every night, man. One thing I will say about you is I like your gratitude. It affects your attitude, which affects your altitude. Keep up the good work, Uncle Steve. And tell Junior and your nephew and everybody, he crazy with the prank calls. Tell them to keep it up. Y'all have a good day. God bless.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, we appreciate that, man. Everybody heard you. Much love to you. Everybody on them other shifts that's listening anyway. We just try to be encouraging, entertaining, educational, inspirational, and Lord have mercy, funny. Give you something to laugh
at. Oh, you ever
work
the third shift, though?
I don't work every shift there is, Tommy. I don't even know what is the third shift. Is that midnight to 8?
Yeah, 11 to 7. Yeah, 11 to 7.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I used to drive home in the morning, and I would have to focus so hard, dog. I would drive past my exit to get off to go to my apartment. That's how tired I would be. And when you missed this exit, it was the last one before it turned into the 271 loop. Lord have mercy. That's an extra 15 minutes.
Woo!
Driving the third shift, man. Yeah.
There's nothing like driving while sleepy. Woo!
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing in the world.
Man, I can't tell you how many times God done kept me. I done looked up in my rearview mirror and saw a curve I had went around on the freeway. I don't know how I went around the curve.
Don't have no recollection.
Well, thank the Lord. You made it. All right. We'll have more of today's Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, what you got?
All right, Shirley girl, you know it. We've teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash to create your own summer escape. So now listen, I want you to enter and get rules. Visit SteveHarveyFM.com. $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all the info at SteveHarveyFM.com. Sip happiness with Seagram's Escapes. All right, get it
That's
done.
Right.
Let's get this money.
$1,500. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's big. All right.
Thank you, Carla. All right, switching gears. Some weird news. A man in China is asking his ex to reimburse him for the money he shelled out on her while they were dating. Now, this man put together this whole detailed list of hundreds of expenses, including dates and times, demanded compensation. As the breakup list has gone viral, people are as shocked that the guy could remember all this stuff. He's got the nerve to ask for the money back, okay? Added together, the list comes to about $9,000. It includes everything from a couple of bottles of water to expenses that went along with caring for his ex's sick mom.
I ain't mad. Get your money back, man.
Get out of here. Yeah.
You leave me, there's a debt. That's what that is.
So, I want my money back.
The sex that he had, did she get that back?
You on her side?
Yes.
You are not on her side.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, instead of Would You Rather, you guys were really interested in the story we did before we went to break. It's about this guy in China who's asking his ex to reimburse him for the money he spent on her while they were dating. Now, he compiled this whole list of, you know, dates and times and expenses that he shelled out. And then it went viral. This list went viral. People are shocked that the guy could even remember this stuff. And the fact that he had the nerve to ask for the money back. The whole list, everything came to about $9,000. And he's it includes everything from two bottles of water to the expenses that went along with caring for his ex's sick mom. So what do you guys think?
Yeah. Rhonda Jones, I bought you a rope chain. A rope chain. I bought you a polo shirt. Back then, that was a lot of money. I bought a polo shirt. What else I bought?
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Not to get in your business, but I'm just going to assume, you don't have to answer this because you're married now. I'm assuming that at one point you might have slept with Rhonda. I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm just going to assume. I'm not accusing you of that, but I'm just saying if there's a strong possibility that you slept with Rhonda.
You better school him. Go ahead.
I'm thinking that the reason you bought the rope chain.
Let's talk about that, though.
Because you wanted to keep her neck in a chokehold so you could continue to sleep with her. This is what I'm assuming. Junior, what have you bought a girl? Let me help you understand your
plight. Let me tell you right now, Uncle. I have bought purses, okay? I bought a purse. All right, yeah, I bought a purse. It was $30. It was cool. It's the one she wanted.
Bought
a purse. I have bought some jewelry.
Now, let's stop right here. You bought the locket. Mm-hmm. So every time she would move her wrist, she would remember that you was the one that bought it, and that because y'all sleep together,
is
the reason she got it. You bought her the purse because you wanted her to have a place to hold a condom in case you forgot. That's what you bought the purse for.
That's what it's for.
That's what you bought the purse for. So let's stop all this here. There's a cost factor to doing this. It's called a ROI, return on investment. I rest my case.
Yes. You better minimize.
I bought some Jordache jeans and some chick jeans.
All right. Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day. We do want to remind everyone that today is Election Day in Virginia and in D.C., plus runoff elections in Alabama and in Georgia. We want you to vote today. Go to whenweallvote.org to get all your voting information. All right? Please vote. This is an important year. Important year
midterms.
To vote.
We are not playing, y'all. Let's do it. You got to vote every election.
All right, Steve. You know what? I thought about this. I wanted to ask you something. You do so much. You do so much in the world, so much for other people. You work hard. You have a big family, all that. What actually makes you happy? What makes you happy?
You know, that's a tough one. A part of it is, a part of my happiness is inside of that you mentioned. In that
doing for others.
I find the joy and commitment in doing for others a lot of times. It's hurtful when it's not reciprocated, and it's hurtful when it's not taken advantage of. But when it is reciprocated and taken advantage of, it's a very rewarding feeling to know that you're helping someone else. What makes me happy, man, if I can get around some true friends and sit around and just have some real moments, fishing with them, laughing with them, eating with them, those are the moments I cherish, man. If I could sit down with my girl, man, and we just enjoying each other's company, man, without talking about the problems of the world and the problems in the family and the problems that's going on around us. Sometimes you got to get with your soulmate, man, and just have some soul moments. And, you know, well, matter of fact, just have some mate moments, you know, and leave the soul part out of it, because that leads into a lot of things. Those are the things, you know, when I'm just sitting down chilling, when I can see the rewards of my labor, when I'm able to enjoy them. If I can sit down and see the rewards of my labor and partake of them, which I don't do enough of, I need to start doing more of.
You said that the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to start smelling the flowers a lot more.
Yeah, you do.
You know.
Yeah.
Like anybody else? Questions, please?
Yeah, since I ain't got my own Walk of Fame star yet, and is it all right for me to just put it in my driveway till I get it in Hollywood? I mean, how would you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Put it in your driveway where we can assure that no one will see it.
Ever.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then you can have that little glorious moment all to your damn self. You ain't got to have a ceremony. You ain't got to wait to get voted in or nothing. Just put it in your damn driveway.
Praise and worship in its driveway.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Steve.
Yes.
What is the worst advice you've ever received?
Oh, God. The worst advice I've ever received is a guy told me one time, you ain't got to take that. You can go down there and tell them what's on your mind. That's the worst advice I ever got. Because Marjorie's father says this all the time. Mm. Just because you can do something don't mean you should.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a much smarter advice than you should go down there and tell them what's on your mind. Mm-hmm. Because that's not always the smartest thing to do. Mm-hmm. And what I had to learn was, you know, the Lord told me to go down here and straighten them people out. No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever you hear people talking about the Lord told them to do something that don't sound right, here's all you have to do. Remember this one sentence that Bishop Kenneth Olmert taught me. Mm-hmm. God's voice has no sin in it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if the voice you saying was you listening to has some sin in it, that is not the Lord, partner. Don't blame him for that. And don't go down there talking about the Lord sent me down here, because he didn't. And the worst advice I ever got was go down there and tell him what's on your mind. Because it doesn't matter.
Did you do that?
Yes, I was going to say.
Did you do that?
How many times have you done it?
Oh, yeah. Went right on down there. Went right on down there. and gave it to him.
Yeah.
Full blown, both barrels, cut the butane lighter on my back and everything. I blowtorched their ass. And when I got through talking, they blowtorched my ass. And when I left up out of there, I was completely on fire.
Oh, wow. Wow, Steve.
And it took a while for me to get put out. And so I learned, man, that just because you can do something don't mean you should.
That's right.
When people have made up in their mind not to like you, for people that hate you, no explanation acceptable. For people who love you, no explanation necessary.
That's right.
If you're talking to somebody that's hell-bent on not liking you, you finna have a one-sided cut. Because it don't matter what you say. They're going to find a way to twist it.
And you can't make them.
No.
You almost have to be yourself, yeah.
Those are the things, man, that I've learned in my life, man, at 65, how to protect myself. It's helped me a great deal because something happened when I turned 65. I just decided it don't matter what you say. Because what you say don't matter. Because I don't even know you. So when you get through talking about me, watch me. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You have no say-so in my life. Hey, y'all, that's it today. My closing remark is this. Talk to God today. He'd love to hear from you. Peace out, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.